Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Kika and Me, How One Extraordinary Guide Dog Changed My World by Dr. Amit Patel with Chris Manby. Read by Jethan Partick. Rush hour on the London Underground is not for the faint-hearted. As thousands of people descend on the busiest stations at the end of the working day, it's easy to feel intimidated by the crush of humanity intent on getting home, just as I was one winter afternoon in 2014. But making it even more overwhelming for me was the fact that, just a year earlier, I'd lost my sight. It had been a long day. In the morning, I'd set out towards central London with a tentative spring in my step to attend a Living with Sight Loss course at the Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB. I'd recently learned to use a white cane, and I knew the journey well. After a slight mishap on my first trip, I'd memorised the route with precision. I knew exactly where I needed to be on the tube to make sure I got out at the right end of the platform at King's Cross and found the steps that would take me to the exit closest to the RNIB offices. Though it was a journey I'd done several times by this point, I still found getting from A to B with my white cane tiring. Arriving in the room where the course took place, I would collapse into a chair and gratefully accept the offer of a coffee. I always needed it. All the people I'd met on the course so far felt the same way when they arrived. There was great camaraderie in our shared stories of the trials of travelling across the city while blind. Because the journey to the RNIB took so much out of me, I was careful to minimise the potential for problems on the way home. That meant I usually left the office when the tube was least likely to be busy. I'd worked out that I needed to be on my way before 3 o'clock, which marked kick-out time for the kids at the local secondary schools. But on that particular day, I did not leave the office before 3. I enjoyed being at the RNIB, talking to people who knew what it was like to navigate a world without sight. It was a real relief to be able to chat about the ups and downs of my life, knowing that my new friends understood every single thing I was saying. I don't remember what we were talking about on that occasion, but it was interesting enough to make me decide that it wouldn't hurt to hang on for a little longer than usual. I was reluctant to bring the conversation to a close. Eventually, the group began to break up and we went our separate ways. I said a cheerful goodbye to my friends and the course leader and headed for King's Cross. I retraced the steps I'd made that morning, crossed the big main road, found the right entrance to the station, and took the escalator down to the tube. I wondered as I did so whether I would ever really get used to travelling on the underground again.